Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Team Broadcasting.
You're inside the Cafe Mahogany with your host, Kiki and Cook, the place where we talk about what we don't talk about. For those of you that could not join us inside the cafe, we still want to hear from you. The number to call is 516-595-8113. So pull up a seat, order a drink, and tell us what's on your mind.
Another edition of the cafe. Took. Welcome to another edition of Cafe Mahogany with Tiki and Took. Mostly just Tiki right now, as I don't know what happened to Took. So we will go on without him. I think this was supposed to be freestyle. This was supposed to be Freestyle Wednesday. And it looks like I'm freestyling all on my own. So I guess I sit here and talk to myself. I'm starting a new business. I launch it on Monday. I'm excited. I have been working around the clock for like a week. It'll be literally a week tomorrow since this whole venture started, and I am just super excited. The creative process has been the most natural high possible. So I'm excited about it. I cannot wait for this launch to happen. It has been a long time coming. Finally stopped talking about it, and now I'm being about it. So looking forward to the rest of the world hearing about it too. So just ready. I think my co-host is having issues, which is hilarious to me that I'm on here live talking to myself. I've done worse, though. I have done worse. So this is kind of cool, actually. This is like talking to my puppy. She don't respond. She just listened to me. So, I think my producer is going through some changes, trying to get my co-host on. So that's funny to me. should have poured a glass of wine, but I didn't. It's waiting on me, though. I think I have a spinach and cheese omelet and a mimosa when I get off of here. That'll be cool. So, what's up, Took? Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome. Technical difficulties.
Hey, but the show must go on.
The show must go on. And I heard every word you said. Congratulations on your new business. That is what we're supposed to be doing. I am excited.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's been exhausting but rewarding, very rewarding. I'm happy about the place I'm in life right now, so. Awesome stuff happening.
Yes. Speaking of awesome stuff happening, as we first and foremost want to welcome everyone back to Cafe Mahogany, where we talk about what we don't talk about. And we had to take a short little hiatus for a couple of weeks, but we're all ready to go. And as we start off our show every week, start off with something light, and we get our sports fix in. I seen today there was some very interesting. I know how much you love football, and boy, can we appreciate a woman who loves football. and seen some very interesting cuts today. I could not believe that Reggie Bush was cut from the Lions, and I know how much you love the city of Detroit.
I wasn't surprised that Reggie Bush was cut. I think the whole of his career and whatever team he's been on, if he has been effective, it wasn't for long. He has not been what is considered long-term dependable.
Mm.
He's easily broken, in my opinion.
Wow.
And he's the football equivalent of the gentleman Derrick Rose with the Bulls.
Oh, wow. You think Reggie Bush thing is a physical thing? You think he breaks down? Or is it a psychological thing? Because I notice he ain't been the same since, you know, him and Kardashian broke up.
I doubt if it's that. I think it's physical.
You think it's physical?
Uh-huh. I think it's physical. He's on the injury list. Yeah. I don't follow who's doing who amongst celebrities too much, so I don't really factor a lot into that. But from what I see, him being on the injury list or injured reserved or something, I think it's physical.
All right. So we hear Freestyle Friday this week, and feel free to call in, you want to participate in the show, as well as if you have any questions. If you just want to submit your questions and we take it offline, that'd be fine too. Sometimes people are shy. But here on Freestyle Friday, one, we said before, I'm very proud once again, and we should encourage everybody to, if you have that thought in your mind about creating a business, and that gift was given to you of thinking of creating your own business, feel free, don't be afraid, take that step out on faith, and you know, once again, it's what you put into it. So with that said, Tiki, let me say this publicly. I am so very proud of you, and those pictures that you posted on Facebook today was encouragement, and I'm going to post them on my page for people to see that a single black female can go along and aspire and achieve her dreams by yourself. You know, you can get it done. You don't need anybody to foster or help you along. But most importantly, you took it upon yourself. And once again, you know how I am about credit. Got your credit together, and this is the fruit of your labor. So it's something that, you know, we all ought to be encouraged by, and I know how eager you are to help people, but I understand how uncomfortable you get sometimes, but let me toot your horn a little bit. I am very proud of you and the position that you hold. We won't say the company because you have a right to stay private, but you hold a very distinguished position. You are my distinguished co-host of the best blog talk radio show in the land. I'll go ahead and say that, amongst other hats that you wear. But I am very proud and happy and honored to say that I am your friend.
Oh, thank you. That is wonderful. I do want to clear up something, though. I did nothing on my own, even though I understand the context. I know where you're coming from with it, but everybody needs somebody, and there have been an awesome support system in my life. So I didn't get here, or wherever here is. I didn't get to this place in life without a lot of phenomenal people supporting me and believing in me and loving me. The part I like the most.
I'll bring that up for a reason, because you're right, you have a lot of support you know, on your side. I bring that from the position of I seen some interesting discussion today, people talking about at a certain age, and I wanted to see what you felt about it, about how what people need to bring to the table. And there's so many people that feel that after a certain age, and I'm not really sure what that cutoff age is, but that it seems to be this generation of folks has no interest in building anything with anyone, that you need to bring something to the table and already have something. Otherwise, the consideration of a relationship doesn't even get started. So, that's
so
where I was.
So are we going to take a break and come back and talk about that? Because that sounds juicy.
Okay.
I want to bite into that one.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll get back, and we'll be real juicy right after this commercial break.
Okay.
Are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup: Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridging the Gap, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information, 334-505-1940, or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com, 334-505-1940, or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you.
You're inside the Cafe Mahogany with your host, Kiki and Cook, the place where we talk about what we don't talk about. For those of you that could not join us inside the cafe, we still want to hear from you. The number to call is 516-595-8113. So pull up a seat, order a drink, and tell us what's on your mind.
Yep, and we're back.
We're back, and we left at the commercial break. I had an interesting experience, actually, today on the book, and it was a very interesting post about, what, you know, basically, are we at a position, is this generation even interested in building a life together with anyone, or is it that you need to come equipped, and I'm speaking solely from a materialistic standpoint. I'm speaking solely from having the zeros in the bank account, and not just zero, there needs to be a substantial number in front of that. You know, it appears that, you know, no one is interested in a foundation of where we build from ground zero up to, and at a certain age, it's unacceptable to be still building. You should have built by this age. And if you are in the building stages, the chances of your relationship development are minimal or nil. So, Tiki, I wanted to know, what did you think, and what's your position on that, you know, being a single, available, and as we talked about before, successful black woman. How is it that a brother needs to step to you in order to have even half of a chance?
It depends on the brother, and that's the truth. It depends on the person. I find that for some reason, men, even men in their early 40s, particularly black men, are woefully inept, and that doesn't apply to all black men of that age, and maybe it's just the ones that are approaching me. So I'm prepared to be fair. That is, I don't want to paint that with a broad brush, if you will.
All right.
Because there are some good brothers out there.
Woefully inept? What is woefully inept?
Just keep going through life with these do-overs or starting over.
Right.
Just overall inability to get it together, to take responsibility for whatever is happening in your life. Just unable to own it, to say, you know, this is, I caused this. I need to fix this, you know. So it comes a time when you get to an age where starting over and rebuilding is just, you're running out of time for that. And if you're not a person that's willing to take responsibility for where you are, no, there's nothing anybody can build with you. It's just, it's just not possible. The richest woman in the world to get tired of you. Nobody wants a burden, particularly not black women that work hard to have something in life. The last thing you need is an albatross, you know. There's not a brother in this world that I'm interested in carrying. I will live and die in this mofo by myself before I carry a man. If you're going to be in my life, you are going to be a man.
All right.
If my problem or my concern wouldn't be your income, my problem and my concern is, do you have any motivation? Do you have any get up? You know?
Right.
Maybe the job market is that you can only work for the city picking up trash. And I know a lot of trash men that make a lot of money, but not all of them. I'm just saying that it's not, it's about your willingness to do something.
Right.
Something. I don't care if you have to work at McDonald's. I care that you're willing to work. Really, I don't care about that. I care if you're willing to work. But if you go to, if you can show me that you can go to McDonald's and work and you can have pride about the fact that you have a job and you can take whatever those wages you have from McDonald's and you're willing to do something with it, you're honestly trying, I can work with that. But sitting around complaining about how you can't find a job, how the man got his foot on your neck, how you can't do this and how you not take responsibility for yourself, I don't care if you make six figures. I can't do with that. That I can't do with you.
Right. See, I think it's interesting that, you know, you say that. You said in the opening, you said it depends on the man. I just don't believe that relationship lasts. And he's at McDonald's, and you are in a great position in a company, and you on a CEO level, you know, at some point, you know, I think we do, we put forth a whole lot of effort to.
I'm going to have to challenge you on that. You don't think that could last if he works at McDonald's?
I don't, because I think initially going in, it's a great concept and it's a great thing. And you know, I think love is a great thing. We talking about in this, for this topic, this generation, eventually the finance becomes, it's a play in the matter. And,
a position where I would need to be interested in talking to somebody based on finances. And I never mentioned love. That's not a factor in where I was coming from in the conversation, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, I'm just talking about, you know, I am assuming, because you're talking about being with this man, so I'm assuming that, you know, some love. But let's just use the example of a love situation. So
okay.
It's a love situation, and then you made the comment that you would never carry a man. So
yeah.
You don't feel that a prolonged relationship with him working at McDonald's and you a CEO, you're not ever carrying him?
No, because I don't see it being pro. And I was very specific about him and what he was doing while at McDonald's.
Right.
I was very specific about that, about his self-motivation, that he's trying, that a self-motivated person takes pride in what they do and works hard, he's not going to be at McDonald's for long.
Right.
So, yeah, there can be somebody that works at McDonald's and have a working at McDonald's mentality.
Right.
But there can also be somebody working at McDonald's that has just fallen on hard times, and that's not where they're destined to stay. That's not their mentality. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I know me well enough to know the difference. To
right.
know when I meet somebody that's working at McDonald's and that's the only place they're going to be, and somebody
right.
that's working at McDonald's and that's just happened to be their job at the time.
Right.
So
and
using
I think,
McDonald's
yeah.
as an example can be whatever job, but
right.
it's not about the job. It's about the man.
Okay.
Is he motivated?
Right. And I think,
is he a hard worker? Is he determined to change his situation?
Right, and I think that's the exactly the point. I mean, I think your position is commendable, and it's a position that hopefully we could spread like wildfire. But the point is that this generation that is not at that in that position or that outlook doesn't have that approach. You know,
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that, and I have
okay.
to agree with you on that. I do. I listen to. Women, younger women particularly, and when you say this generation, I don't know if you mean the one that are adults behind us or the
yeah,
one
I
that
just,
you and I are currently
well,
a part of.
I think generation is probably not the best choice. So I would think in this point in time, you
in
know,
this point in time.
I'm seeing it spread. It covers women of different ages. You know,
I think men and women today, in today's reality, there are a lot of men and women that are looking for help, too.
Yeah,
they're not
exactly.
looking for a relationship. They're not. I have the distinct I have the distinction of being a person that it is so prideful that I was never interested in a man for financial reasons. That has never been a factor in a relationship for me.
Right.
So it's a mentality that I don't understand. I mean, there are women that can probably speak to it better than me. Oh, I don't want him. You know, I've heard it. I've heard the conversations. I don't want him if he can't do nothing for me. You know, that kind of thing. But I've always been independent. I've always worked, whether it was one, two, or three jobs. You know, I've never been one to ask a man to do anything for me. Get my nails done, get my hair done, buy my outfit. That has I've never done that. I don't know what it is to do that. You know, not that. No man I've ever been with would have, but I've never asked. He's never gotten the opportunity because I've always been on point about mine. But I'm going to go, I agree with you. I have to give you that in today's reality of adults that there are too many people. There's a vast majority of people that are looking for help.
That's a good point. That you know, the outlook is that folks are looking for help. Conversely, at the same time, I think that because of that reality, the awareness that on both sides, male and female, that you know the flags are up. That folks are you know looking for love. They're not looking for relationships. They're just looking for help to get through this thing. There is an indirect or indirect, in some cases, paranoia that's going on. And there's a whole lot of people that's missing good people in their lives and good relationships because and possibility of a good, you know, sound relationship because they're looking for red flags and people are just running in different directions away from folks because they feel that everyone's out with an agenda. And, you know, and in turn, you know, everyone has to come to the table, per se, with something, or it's nothing that there's no possibility of things happening. You know, it's few and far between that you're going to run up on, you know, a male or female, especially. I mean, I'm a man, so I can just speak from that standpoint of, as being a single black man and having my own thing going. It's tricky. I've experienced this working on both sides. I've experienced friends of mine that have been going through, you know, some things in life, and I see how their relationships suffer, either ones that they're already in, not to mention finding somebody new. You know, you don't have a job and things of that nature. Folks, you're like a pariah in today's time. You know, so no one's trying to, you know, everybody, if you don't have it together already, you're looking for help. And that's not necessary. It's not always the case. And in most cases, it's not. But, you know, the chances of finding a companion or even just a friend, people stay away from you like the plague if you ain't got your stuff together. Or on the flip side, the dangerous side of it, there's so many folks walking around blinging like they got it all together, and they broke as a joke.
I agree.
You just got to, you know, it's so much out there to where you got to, you know, get your feet wet and find out where it is in the game. And, I mean, there's so many game processes. I really do feel for people who are looking for relationships right now. Because those are all the things that you have to go through,
right?
With today's mentality, unless they get blessed and rolled up on somebody who can respect them for working at McDonald's and you know and support them and everything, and that's a great you know and it's a esteem quality to have. It's just I would you know that's why I opened the show the way I did. I really believe that you are a rarity, and I think your position here affirms that.
Yeah, I think most people assume too much. I'm going to tell you a very funny story about a guy. that approached me recently. I have this thing where even if I don't appreciate somebody approaching me, I try to be kind and smile because I don't like the reputation that black women have for being a bitch.
Say that.
And I don't like to perpetuate that. So even though I'm uncomfortable, I may be uncomfortable in a certain situation with somebody approaching me, I tend not to get an attitude with him or snap at him or give him attitude. I try to be kind and polite and respectful. Oftentimes, though, I don't know what men are being exposed to. They can't handle even that. And it's a sad reality that I'm just thinking, like, really? That just happened. But I was approached recently by this guy. And, you know, when somebody approaches you, the conversations start with the hello, hi, how you doing, what's your name, you know, just a barrage of questions all of a sudden, you know, that let you know that they're interested. Well, this guy, you know, we're standing there and we're talking and I'm being polite and he's telling me that he recently moved to the area with his 17-year-old son from Chicago and how long he's been working here. And I'm standing there. I'm like, oh, man, that's good. That's great, you know. And I've had my son since he was 11. It's like, that's awesome, you know, things like that. And he goes, you have any children? I was like, no. I was never blessed to do that. That wasn't my calling. So I'm childish. You ain't got no kids? I'm like, no. So all of a sudden, I'm really uncomfortable, you know, because he's, you know, just the whole context, everything that has changed, the feel of the conversation has changed. Oh no, you need a baby. I'm just like, what? You know, so I'm trying not to get pissed off, right? So I'm like, no, that's not what. Oh, yeah, I could get you pregnant real quick. I'm like, see you later. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it. And I just had to leave him there talking to himself at the risk of being, you know, called a bitch. I couldn't. I was like, brothers, you know, you would think that they just, we're sending a representative, and you tell them something that they can't handle, and all of a sudden you see you're talking to a fool. I just had to leave them there. I was like,
wow.
How in God's name you don't even know me? You would contemplate, you got a 17-year-old son. Be good with that. You're willing after all these years to have a, no, mm-mm. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And I'm like, I hear stories. People tell me about the stuff that they get up to on Facebook and how, you know, they're getting inboxed to be in relationships. I'm like, what is going on? I have nothing against online dating. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I know a lot of people have, even today, it's like some kind of stigma attached to it. But I do have a problem with all formalities and decorum breaking down to nothing. I have a problem with that.
Right.
The art of approaching a person, men knew how to approach a woman once upon a time.
Yeah.
That is gone.
Right.
It is absolutely gone. It has disappeared.
Oh, wow. It's amazing you realize that and that you see that, Tiki. Wow. Because, you know what I'm saying, I really do put forth an effort and, you know, all the young men that have been, you know, under my umbrella and tutelage, that I've always tried, you know, these young men today, and you're perfectly correct about everything that you just said. I totally agree. And I commend you for making an effort to working with these women and being an example of not coming off, because society has said that, you know, black women are bitches.
Right.
And black women are angry.
Right.
And for all these other things, and it has, believe, you know, 20 years ago, you couldn't have told us this, but it has sunk in to our men, and our men believe it.
And
our men are programmed to,
right.
You know, when we see you coming, even though, you know, and let's be clear, there's nothing more beautiful on this earth that God has ever created than a black woman. So let me put that out there. So when we see you coming, we have an interest, and you know, whether they acknowledge it or not. You know, that's why women are so attractive to a confident man, because we're few and far between now, because for, you know, trying to get across these men on how to step to approach and talk to a woman without being insulting or overly aggressive. But
right.
Men are prepared on standby so that as soon as you, you know, because, you know, we've been programmed that, you know, the black women are, you know, angry, that as soon as you don't respond in a favorable fashion, then we're ready for this negative comeback, you
right.
know, or some sort of negative condensation. And that
right.
is just awful that we have that as a people. Built in our preconceived communications with each other, before we even spoke a word, we're ready to go to battle with each other. And it's a sad commentary.
Right. We are. It's something I am so aware of, my attitude when being approached by a brother, just, you know, be cool, smile, be polite, you know, even though you might not feel like being bothered.
Right.
Don't, you know, just, I've always hated that perception of black women, because I know that it's not universally true.
No.
But it's universally applied, unfortunately.
Right.
And because I take that attitude, the position of being polite and kind and smiling all the time, I do get attention I absolutely do not want. So it's a double-edged sword.
Right.
It's a double-edged sword, but, you know, relationships are interesting, Tuke. They are, and people... I notice how rapidly people get involved nowadays. You meet, you have a couple of conversations, you don't go on a real date, you sleep together, and all of a sudden you boot up. And I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
And then you see people that was just complaining and just going off about a relationship previously, that all of a sudden they are, their status has changed to being engaged. And you'd be like, what just happened?
can you explain that to me? Because I didn't see you. You've been engaged 3 times since Christmas.
I don't understand it.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, you know, for us to try to encourage, you know, people to stop and think, you know, I mean, you can't say this enough. Stop and think before you press send. You know,
right.
Think about what it is that you're doing and how it is. I understand you want to let the world know that you're going to be all right and, you know, you out of the relationship. And there's just some people, Tiki, that can't exist without somebody.
Right.
You know, they can't be alone. So they want to let the world know that, you know, I can't, you know, I'm not alone. I'm going to cover this 5 minutes that I just got out of something, and I'm going to jump into something else. Well,
right.
You know, and I will be gender specific about this. As a woman, that don't look cute. Ain't nothing cute about you with posting you with a different man who, as you say, who you not only a friend, that's fine, you know what I'm saying? I have many different female friends and all of that. People can people gonna take whatever they want out of whatever pictures you post, but it's okay to have friends of different gender. But every other week you booed up, as you say, with some new different dude, it doesn't say qualitative things about you as a woman.
Right.
So stop doing that.
Yeah, I think women, before they go from one situation or relationship, whatever it is, to the next, need to take a period of examination. Why are you choosing either this person or these types of people that you keep ending up in the same place and in your relationships? And I tend not to get into relationship stuff in social media, you know, because my private life is private. The most you're going to hear out of me is my politics, my patio, and my puppy. but not much else, not anything of any substance. I tend to stay away from that just simply because people will also project. You know, they'll project thoughts and opinions on things they know nothing about, that they got limited input on just from an ill-advised post on your part, you know?
Right.
Yeah, as women, you know what? we don't take... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. You say the women don't take... And I wanted to jump in on that, what you were saying, because I just had a thought, and I want us to cover this right after this commercial break, is that things that we're willing to put up with, to be with a certain quality or level of folks.
Okay.
We'll talk about
that when we come
back right after the break.
Okay.
Are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup: Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridge in the Gap, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information, 334-505-1940, or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com, 334-505-1940, or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you.
You're inside the Cafe Mahogany with your host, Kiki and Duke, the place where we talk about what we don't talk about. For those of you that could not join us inside the cafe, we still want to hear from you. The number to call is 516-595-8113. So pull up a seat, order a drink, and tell us what's on your mind.
Prince talking about that private joy.
See, before we went back on the, before we went to the break, I was thinking about how much I've put up with in the past, because she was a dime piece. She was good to look at, and in public she looked real well, but nobody knew the what Snoop Dogg called it. Nobody knew the shiznit that was going on behind closed doors, all the stuff that you put up with because somebody, I won't say they compliment you in the ultimate scheme of things, but they sure look damn good, which, you know, and we pretty much know. I pretty much know the answer that I'm going to get back from you. So I guess I'm going to kind of alter the question. Why is it that you think folks in general put up with so much from folks because they are cosmetically or that they are appealing to the world? I always call it that folks are attracted to attractiveness. And whether it be the workplace, whether it be relationships, if you are appealing to the eye, there's a whole lot of things that, you know, folks will turn the other way and allow you to get away with because you look good to them or they have an interest because you're cute. So how far would a cute dude get with you?
That cuteness hasn't been so much of a factor. For some reason, fine men are attracted to me.
Well, say that again.
They just are. So I've never had, you know, an issue with, I guess, looks.
Stop. Stop right there. You said fine men are attracted to you for whatever reason. So you never had a problem with looks. Okay, so when the ugly brother stepped to you, what?
There are not many ugly brothers to step to me.
There you go.
I mean, it's just, yeah, that's not, you know, and I guess everybody have a different measure for what they consider attractive or unattractive, you know?
Mm. Okay.
So that, you know, that being said, I think men are more visually driven when it comes to picking a partner than women.
Well,
not that women don't acknowledge or recognize
mm-hmm.
looks, but men are attracted to what they see by and large.
Right.
And that's something women tend to be able to get past to look for other qualities.
Mm-hmm.
In a partner or in a spouse.
Yeah.
So for me, it's always come down to how I'm treated.
Mm.
How you look
yeah.
is less of importance than how you
uh-huh.
treat me, because if you treat me good, you can look like a mule to the world, but you may look like a king to me. So that... And I know I have male friends. Most of my life, all of my friends have been male. And I hear the conversations. I know what they value. And when we were younger, a lot of them, it was all about the looks. All about it. They couldn't see past the shape of a woman's body. The beauty of her face. I'm happy to say some of them have grown up, you know.
Right. Right.
They're starting to see with their heart and instead of their eyes. But, again, I think for men and women, we come from different places with that. We come from different...
Well,
women
and you know
nurturers.
What? Go ahead. What you say now?
I was about to say women are nurturers, and
yeah.
we want to be treated a certain way. We want to be respected. We want to be protected. We want to be provided for. We want to be loved. And when I mean provided for, I don't mean taken care of. We want to be safe. We want to feel like we're safe.
Right.
You know, there are certain buttons that we have, and if they're not being pushed right, we're not comfortable. We, you know, we want to, safety is an issue for us. Protection, that's an issue for us. Security, that's an issue for us. Men, whether or not he has a dime, whether or not her ass is fat, all that, that's their thing. And then they realize too late when their heart is being ripped out that they should have been paying attention to something else. Like, you know, does she have his back? Does she have his best interest at heart?
That's
you know? Does she care about the things that he care about? And they realize too little too late that having a pretty face and a fat ass wasn't going to fix it.
I hear you.
It's the truth, though.
But that ain't what I see. And what I see in the movie theater is all these women losing their mind when Idris Elba get on. See, it ain't just the men. See, you know, it's like, you know what? I got a good
you're talking
friend.
About a different, you're talking about a different subject. Women, yeah, you,
no.
So two things can be equally true. I can absolutely, absolutely appreciate the fineness that is Idris Elba. And not necessarily have to have that in a relationship.
No, yeah. What I'm talking about is why folks, I'm talking about why folks get with the Idris Elba looking brother and he treating you bad and you putting up with it because he's Idris Elba. Now, Idris Elba, that's, I mean, not just him. I'm talking about the looks because we know Idris Elba got his own. But there's a whole lot of broke Idris Elbas walking around. There's a whole lot of broke Halle Berrys walking around that treat dudes bad, but they look good and this and that. I'm talking about, is it worth it, what folks go through and they sacrifice their own independence to be with someone who's appealing to the eye? And you know, you said it before, when their hearts get ripped out, you know, and then they realize now you're looking for, you wish you would have went with someone who was of quality, but you were so driven by the shine and the appeal and the bling. Would you say the fat ass, or, you know, from a man's standpoint, but from a, you know, I'm seeing that equal intensity with women nowadays also. Women are driven by that, and they're not all like Tiki. Tiki, there's a plethora of women that are standing by to take care of a grown man. If he got that Idris Elba look and he can take that bedroom to that third gear, that's it.
Well,
I don't know if that's
so much that's women or those are females, because that's a difference.
Well, yeah.
Women, you know, it's just like males and men.
Right.
There are some true men out there, and then there are some males.
Right.
There are some women out there, and then there are some what are commonly called females, all these females, and that's what they are. But I can't speak to where they're coming from with it if that's not a reality for me. I don't disagree with you. They
right.
do exist. By and large, they exist. And a lot of them exist because that's what they feel like they deserve. They don't know how to want better. They don't know how to command better. They don't know how to be alone until better shows up. They don't know how to sacrifice for better. So, yeah, what you're talking about is absolutely true. I'm not gonna disagree with that. There are women that are on it like that. Ooh, girl, he's so fine. Yeah, I do whatever. Yeah, I hear that sometimes. You're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's out there.
Right.
It happens.
Yeah.
But all too often, those are the kind that end up on a show like Snapped or end up on a missing persons report. You know I'm not lying. Or end
right.
up with four baby daddies.
Right.
So you got males and you got men. You got females and you got women. And that's just where we at with it. That's just where we live. That's today's reality.
I think we talked about before about built-in mechanisms And from a man's standpoint, you know, we see something that, you know, everybody is someone who's a head turner that's walking our way, and we walking and looking also. But then there's a lot of brothers that won't speak or step to it because, you know, there's an impression that she, you know, if she's attractive, she's very high maintenance, you know.
Right.
And that's unfair to her also. That was something that I didn't learn until probably my early 30s because I went to school with some very attractive young ladies. And, you know, they would tell me that they had just the hardest time dating because nobody would approach them because they thought that they were high maintenance or that they were difficult, you know, and I guess that's when that whole momentum started. But about being difficult because you were good looking, and there's a whole lot of pressures that go with that. From a man's standpoint, you know, it takes a very what'd you say? You know, because that's the thing now. So, you know, for a man dating or having a woman that's let's just say anatomically endowed, you knowing that, you know, you think she's attractive, so you know the world is looking, you know, so you have to be confident within yourself to have that eye catcher or that especially if she's a worldly young lady. There's a lot that goes with that. So
somebody just told me they'll get pregnant at this age for Michael Ealy.
You'll get pregnant at this age.
At this age for Michael Ealy, I can't disagree. That thing is fine.
The things you'll put up with because he's fine.
Ooh, that boy's so fine. It's a shame. Okay, back to the subject again.
Now, you know, before we get back to Michael Ealy, he, you know what I'm saying, he destroyed my love. You know, I was hating on the brother, but he was on Wendy Williams. I said, go ahead, and he showed her that them eyes are not contacts, contrary to what folks tried to say. These are not contacts. These are my real eyes. So, you know, kill that rumor that he wearing contact lenses.
But at the same time, very happily married young man. My baby daddy is not, you know, the most handsome fella in the world. Rondo.
He's not.
Rondo is not the cutest dude. But that's my baby daddy.
See?
Them big old hands.
Oh, here we go, see?
He can hold on to me with
your baby daddy with little hands?
Ooh, I love me some Rondo. That's my baby daddy.
Yeah, we know. my God, you something else. I don't know what to do with you sometimes.
Somebody just told me Rondo looked like E.T. with a strong face. Really? Really? I am offended.
E.T. with ball handling skills.
I'm offended. We not gonna talk about Rondo.
That's all right.
That's I'm sensitive about my baby daddy.
Right. And see, you know, see how you are, and that's what we're talking about, the subject matter, because since you go ahead and put it out there, I'll confess also, I'll put up with a whole lot of drama for Serena Williams.
See what I'm saying?
I think Red Fox said it best when he said, you know, that's a bad woman make a man change guards. I consider changing religions. Let me stop. You know, nonetheless, yeah, there's a whole lot. I would put up with a whole lot more with Serena Williams than somebody else. So, I mean, it's amazing the things that we'll do depending on sometimes it's as simple as the appeal of of how that person, you know, and I have to alter this because of the Rondo factor, but of how the person appeals to you, what you'd be willing to put up with, you know, because I'm pretty sure the things you see in Rondo that most of the world don't see.
Most of the world sees that he's an excellent point guard.
Yes, he is.
That's what makes him my baby daddy. He will assist your ass to death. I think the way he plays the position is utterly sexy. It has nothing to do with the way he looks. It has everything to do with the excitement he generates in me when he plays basketball.
Tiki.
Hello. Yes.
Stop it.
I remember
vividly. I mean, my point is that ain't all that is, because I saw how, let's just say, excited you got when he went up and punked that referee a couple of years ago.
Yeah. His whole demeanor about, hold on, him and Rick Carlisle just had it.
Yeah.
He got benched. You know who was cheering? Who? That's my Rondo. That's my baby daddy. He is, you know.
My God. Well,
somebody just sent me his picture. You know, people are just cruel. They're cold blooded.
But you know what? It's like sometimes when you find something that's appealing, you know, you find out that they crazy. And how long you going to put up with, you know, delicious or sexy-looking crazy, you know?
I don't know. It's the same way with Huck on Scandal.
Right.
It's the same. Huck is intelligent, crazy. You know, it's something going on there, but I love it. I mean, that's you know, me and sister wife, we married to the same dude.
Yeah, I see that. I see that discussion about how you fall in love with Huck. I just go ahead and sign off every time when I see it, because ain't no room for it.
What's the aversion to Huck?
My version?
No, I mean, what's the aversion? I mean, why you just sign off? Me and sister wife, I mean, that's...
Sign off? Oh, because when you and sister girl start talking,
sister
y'all get... Yeah, sister wife. There we go. Yeah, correct me, sister wife. Y'all are amazing, and I had to. But to be honest with you, you know, because it was you that turned me on to Scandal, and I was very much against the premise of it, and until I watched it and got hooked. But I went in to look in and see who this Huck was that you guys are in love with, and keeps talking about. But it's amazing the things that folks find and that they're, you know, attract them and something that just hits that button for you. And conversely,
Hulk is that loyalty.
That loyalty.
Some loyalty for your ass. I love it.
Yes, and he is that, you know. So I recognize that. But, oh, my God. they're killing me with the Rondo. You know, at the same time, when we talk about, you know, I mean, I think, was that TLC had that song, that Crazy Sexy Cool?
Yeah.
You know, now, Tiki, this is something that I've been perplexed for years about. And I can't understand that that Revlon acknowledges her as the most beautiful woman in the world. Why is it that every man needs to put his hands on Halle Berry?
I don't know.
I don't understand that. And there's a problem. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, she is beautiful. She is gorgeous. But, you know, there have been those that testify that there's some kind of loopiness going on there. And, you know, now I can't, there's no reason for any man to ever touch a woman. So I think that, you know, Wesley Snipes need to be locked up for more reasons than one other than them taxes. But the point of the matter is that, you know,
You know, this is the most beautiful woman. And when we talk about beauty, she is, you know, you open up the, well, look, I'm dating myself. You open the encyclopedia. No, you go online and put in beauty, you should get Halle Berry's face. But she is an example of the things that people put up with because they're so beautiful and there's crazy going on behind closed doors. I mean, cuckoo baddie.
Well,
and I didn't believe it until she hit and ran over that woman and then went and parked the car inside the house and thought that everything would just go away. Who does that? But
I've never heard of that. And that,
yeah.
That's, again, that's because I don't follow celebrity relationships.
Yeah.
But
and that was
for,
news,
for,
but, yeah.
You know, she, I think, number one, as far as the putting the hands on, there are a lot of men that are just like what Wesley Snipes was going through, are just possessive and don't understand that you can't own another person.
So are you saying that then that means that she's one of those females that keeps attracting men that rough her up?
For whatever reason.
I mean,
I think she attracts all men, but it's not the ones she attracts, it's the ones she picks.
Hmm.
It's the ones she picks.
I agree with you. Yeah, she does attract all men. I think it was few and far between who don't think that's, you know, a reflection of beauty, other than Beyonce, but that's another one. Yeah, but I'm interested the things that, you know, people will put up with and levels of crazy when they acknowledge that, you know, something ain't right there. And then I look at it and I'm like, now too, can you see yourself walking away from Halle Berry? You know she crazy going in.
I think there's some emotional instability there, but I think a lot of it has to do with what she's been through. And I don't think she sees herself as beautiful as the rest of the world sees her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
amazing.
Like, she has a daughter. She has a beautiful daughter. And the man she picked, you know, to be a parent with her is a model that chose to have her take care of him instead of being a man and taking his ass to work.
Isn't that incredible?
You know what I'm saying? $16,000 a month for child support.
Mm.
And not that he can't work, but he don't want to work just so that he could get child support from her, you know?
Right.
So I think a lot of her crazy has to do with the stuff she's been through, the way she's been taken advantage of. I read once, like when she was in high school, you know, they nicknamed her Boo Boo, you know. She was teased behind her back as being Boo Boo the Fool. She was, you know, used, abused, passed around, however you want to label it. But it's sad that a woman that beautiful has esteemed so low that she's just emotionally imbalanced.
Wow.
You know, these little posts they have on Facebook are ridiculously funny sometimes, you know, talking about how beautiful women are walking around with a low self-esteem and how some of these people looking like the bottom of a shoe are walking around confident. So,
right. Bottom of a shoe.
You know. you know, hey.
Well, I mean, everybody should walk around with that level of confidence. And everybody should, because there's something unique about you no matter who you are or where you're from. You know, there is something unique and that is beautiful about you, whether it be inside or out or both. You know, and don't you think for one minute, no matter what it is, that you're going through in that particular circumstance or situation, there is a line of folks who would love to be with you,
or who would love to entertain you in their lives on whatever capacity. So,
right.
I mean, you know, we all suffer at some time with some level of self-doubt, or at least, you know, I have. So I'm not afraid to admit that. But, you know, over time, you know, you'll be singing that Ugly Duckling song as well, you know, and your swan days are ahead, and it lies within you. You got to start feeling better about yourself. And then, you know, it's amazing.
And people don't get that.
Right. And it's amazing how, on the flip side of it, for you to get folks, and personally, I giggle about it because folks feel that now you've taken it to the extreme. You ain't all that. You know, so, you know, it's
right.
Like, well, you know, you may feel that I'm not all that, but I needed to think more of myself to even continue in existence. So it means a lot to me for you to acknowledge that, you know, yeah, brother, you know, you here, you there, you that, or this, but you ain't all that you think you are. Well, personally, I think I'm more than what you receive. You know, I'm that and a bag of chips. But you know, you have to think more of yourself, and it will start to reflect and shine from the inside. There's too many people beating themselves up right now listening to this radio show, and let somebody convince you that because they moved on or they had some things to say, that, you know, you wasn't, you know, what they wanted you to be or even what you want to be. No, you more than that. You know, so know that you're all that and more. And there's a whole bunch of, what they say, there's a whole lot of fish in the sea. I never understood that when I was younger. But, you know, when we think about it and we put ourselves out there and become more confident about ourselves, the world is more, I found that the world is more attracted to confidence than any sort of cosmetic appeal that you might have. Period.
Mm-hmm. It is.
There's nothing like a confident person. I mean, at least me personally, you know, I've gotten over that stage of, you know, the humongous butt and the beautiful skin and the without blemish and all these other things, and she can't be supportive rather than somebody who ain't necessarily a Revlon queen, but who going to rub you on your head and give you more confidence than Michelle Obama. You better back up. You know, that's the kind of confidence, that's the woman you need, because you can be presidential. You know. Tiki, you remember that joke that I posted with President Obama and Michelle out to dinner? You remember?
Yeah. I was thinking about that.
Reflective of what we're talking about, that they
right.
Michelle and Barack went out and wanted Mexican food one night. Secret Service take them out. They go to the Mexican place, and then they sit down at the dinner table, and the Secret Service come whispering to Michelle's ear, and Michelle say, "Barack, I'll be right back." She goes back into the back, said that the owner wants to see you, and she's there for about 5 minutes, and she comes back, and Barack said, "Well, who was that?" Say, well, she said, it's a guy that I went to college with, and it turns out I haven't seen him in about 20 years. And he says, wow, ain't that amazing? Ain't you glad you stayed with me? You could have been the owner of this great restaurant. She said, no, if I would have stayed with him, he would have been the president of the United States.
Right.
So, you know. Bottom line is, you know, again, and that's one of the truest statements that's held true so far, you know, a man is as good as a woman that's with him by his side, and every man is looking for or needs a strong woman by his side, whether he recognizes it or not, you know, regardless of how she looks. We got to get over that.
Right. I agree.
Yes.
But we are attracted to what we see. We are attracted to what we see.
People are attracted to attractiveness, period.
Yeah.
It's the truth on so many levels, not just in our relationships, but in everything that we do. Tiki, they did a study, and they had these people come from out of town, and they had this church that had been there for over 100 years, and they were suffering with low attendance. And they had a ministry come in town that pitched up a tent just across the street. And there was no attendance as well. 2 weeks went by. And the ministry with the tent decided to go out to the local exotic rent-a-car places. And they put a BMW, a Ferrari, you know, and a Porsche out in front. And the church was packed the next week. They had to give 3 services. And I say that to say this, is that sometimes how we look, you know, again, and like anything else, when we walk into a room and we're meeting somebody, there is no such thing as love at first sight. But, you know, you have to get to know what's in their heart to actually have love. But we're kidding ourselves if we say that looks don't make a play or matter. It doesn't have to necessarily play with us, but the world that we're dealing with, looks are making a major play.
Right, that's true.
You know, and so be your best. And, you know, there are brothers out there like me that are, and sisters like Sister Tiki. I would love to meet someone like Tiki, but, you know, we got that very clear a long time ago. That ain't going to happen because Tiki will meet. You know, I'm upset. Don't get me started with you and that damn garbage.
What? Somebody got to take out this damn garbage. What?
And I feel like I'll just be there to take out the garbage.
Well, that's possibly true. You know, I hate taking out the garbage. I mean, I do it, but, you know, that's my little thing.
That's his thing. Now, you know, and I'm going to say this. Before the Lord called me home and before my life is over, I'm going to make it a point. And you heard this. I'm going to say this publicly on the radio. Rajon Rondo will show up to your house and take out that damn garbage.
I highly doubt it. I've seen the woman Rondo is with.
No, I ain't talking about the woman that he with and all that. I'm going to make sure that he show up to your... That's okay. I just want to make sure, Togo, to make sure you're recording this. Rajon Rondo will show up to that beautiful home of yours and take that garbage out. Now, you hold me to that.
All right. You need to come on.
It is noted and recorded.
Noted and recorded. It will have, this too shall come to pass.
You know. Okay. That's all I'm going to say is okay.
Okay. Accept it, Tiki. Accept it.
I'm going to accept it. Accept it. Duly noted. Duly noted.
Duly noted.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, it looked like we're coming up to the end of the show. I didn't really get to ask you tonight. It's one of this random thought that I had the other day while I was in the midst of my commute. I'm going to go ahead and throw it in real quick. I know it's deep, but give us a couple of minutes. Oh, no. I got to be fair. Tiki, could you make love to a fat man?
No.
And see, that's honest. I love it. And
why not? Because both of us can't be, you know, like big. It's not going to work.
Say that. Say it. Say it.
Somebody got to be the opposite.
Somebody got to be the opposite.
So, for my point, it's not discrimination. It's just that I already occupy a certain space in the equation. You got to be something else.
You got to be something else.
Yes.
Say that.
No,
see
that? That's not going to work out.
I enjoy you so much. You so awesome.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and you know, because I sit and I listen. I listen, and, you know, I don't know whether, you know, folks say, because I've heard both sides of it, you know, recently, you know, I worked hard and I lost a lot of weight and this or that, but the point of the matter is, and I'll be honest with you, I never had more attention from lady friends than when I was, like, 300-plus pounds, you know, because they're... Honestly, there are some women that really feel that, and I never believed it. I want a man next with some meat. There's a difference than having a man with some meat on his bones and, you know, a fat man. And I was a fat man. So, you know, but I knew within myself I couldn't be with no woman that was big as well.
Uh-huh.
Because, as you said, it don't match. I don't think it takes too much of your imagination to figure out why. But,
right.
You know, right. But, you know, it was just something that I've always wanted to pose that question to a woman and get an honest answer. And that's the greatness about this show. And what we able to do with each other that we can talk about. And that's one of the things that we can talk about that we don't talk about is, you know, about physical matching. So very interesting, very interesting and honest response. I thank you for it. There are some listeners holding it on that wanted to hear your response to that question.
Oh, well, there you have it. There you have it. You can't get to this place in life and not be honest, or somebody is going to get hurt.
Is honesty always the best policy, though?
Nope.
Exactly. I totally agree. I'm not, you know, I'm not advocating that you lie, but you don't have to tell all the truth all the time. And there are some people that just don't get it. And, you know, all I'm asking you to do is hold your tongue sometimes. You ain't got to say everything that's on your mind.
Yeah, it's not so much of not saying everything that's on your mind. It's you don't have to tell everything flat out. You know, you don't have to. It's like you don't have to tell. Not necessarily. You don't have to tell the whole truth. It's just talk so much. You don't have to tell everything.
Well, yeah, exactly. You don't have to, you know, and that's real. You don't have to talk so much. You don't have to tell it all. And sometimes our honesty, our blatant honesty, gets us in trouble. So, and I think you said something earlier in the show, and that I think not just women, but everyone can take something from. Think about being kind before you release things out of the atmosphere and before you say things to people. Think about being kind and being nice and not hurting someone's feelings, because a lot of the things that we say, we wouldn't want said to us.
Of course.
So, you know, think about those things before you release them, and, you know, it'll get you a whole lot further. You know, further than you could ever imagine. And believe it or not, those people who you thought were untouchable may just want to be bothered with you because of your kindness. And your kindness is, I don't know about anyone else, but a kind woman is very attractive to me.
Right.
Yeah.
But let me be clear. There are some times that you, some instances where you should absolutely tell the truth, and that's when you're meeting somebody for the first time, and you need to, a lot of times we send our representatives, but what you absolutely need to do is not take another person's right to choose.
Right.
So if you know you got some things that are going on, don't hide stuff. You need to tell the person up front, and because if you don't, and your representative wind up being something totally different from who you really are, you've robbed them of their right to choose.
Wow.
So don't do that. Don't, you know. Sometimes if your wife's dress is ugly, it might serve you better just to shut the hell up and not say, baby, that's ugly. And especially
right.
if she thinks she looks good, because you might
right.
get cussed out. But in instances of seriousness, don't deceive
right.
people. You know, don't give them limited information and be like, oh, I told the truth. No, you told a half truth. You didn't tell
okay.
everything you should have told.
Right. Right. Well, we hope that here on tonight that told everything that needed to be told.
Right.
Covering this segment of talking about what it is that we don't talk about. We thank you for all of our listeners here on tonight. And we look forward for you joining us next week on Cafe Mahogany. Next week's topic, we want to talk about is bigger always better? Something for you to think about. Next week, is bigger always better? I think I can talk about that right now. But we'll see you next week. We thank you for joining us. My esteemed co-host, the queen of Blog Talk Radio, First Lady Tiki.
Toke.
Thank
it's
you so
always
much.
A pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Pleasure once again. We thank you again. We'll see you next week.
And we're out.
Are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup: Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridging the Gap, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information, 334-505-1940, or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com, 334-505-1940, or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.